It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Your Amazon purchase could soon cost you more. On Saturday, the online retailer will start charging sales tax to folks in California, meaning that here in Los Angeles, a $500 TV is going to cost an extra $44. And it's not the only state where tax-free shopping is ending. RJ Hadavi is an analyst at Morningstar.
There's a host of different states across the country, including Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and a few others that will be enforcing sales tax collection over the next several years. Eventually, we do expect more of a regulated national sales tax collection enforcement.
But he doesn't think it's a change that'll keep dedicated Amazon shoppers away.
I think certainly you will see that prices will increase on Amazon. But at the end of the day, I think Amazon offers enough things that will still make it a central starting point for online sales.
We asked people in downtown L.A. what they make of the sales tax change.
I buy things on Amazon.com because I think they provide a really good price value. And I think it's appropriate that they're charging taxes now.
It probably matters to me a little bit about the fact that they don't charge taxes as far as my willingness to shop there. On the other hand, I think it's probably a good idea that they do charge taxes for the state.
I honestly didn't even realize they didn't charge taxes.
That was David McCarthy, Howard Cott, and Kai Weathers in Los Angeles. It turns out many Amazon shoppers who haven't paid sales tax, whether or not they know it, have been skirting the law. Marketplace senior producer Patty Hirsch explains.
If you buy something in the state at the mall, you pay tax on it. If you buy something out of state, then the state wants you to pay tax on that thing as well. Now, of course, up until relatively recently, the advent of the interwebs,
yes,
you couldn't really do that. It was tough to do. You have to cross state lines in a car and come back and all the rest of it. But now you can obviously do it really, really easily. And people are doing it, you know, hundreds of times a year, buying books on Amazon, buying, you know, gear from REI, whatever it is. And you are supposed to pay tax on all of those purchases.
Where would I pay them?
You pay it on your tax return. And in fact, if you have a tax preparer, your tax preparer will ask you if you've made internet purchases, if you've made online purchases or out-of-state purchases, how much they are and how much tax you should pay. The other thing you can possibly do is actually pay in advance. You can actually look at a chart that California gives you that says you can pay X amount and therefore and then you're just free to go after that. But that's a rather a large amount, so that's not what I do.
So Amazon now charging sales taxes is actually keeping me more legal.
Exactly. They're keeping you real.
They're
keeping you within the bounds. They're keeping you straight. You now can look the IRS in the eye and say that you're clean.
Marketplace's Patty Hirsch is the author of Man vs. Markets. Now, just because online sales taxes are becoming more and more common, there's still ways to save. Certified financial planner Luis Barajas has a tip.
You really need to decide where you want your products shipped to you because you're going to be charged a different sales tax for where the city that you live in or the county that you live in. Let me give you an example. My office is in Santa Fe Springs, charge the normal Los Angeles County tax, which is about 8.75%. But about a mile down the road is a city called Pico Rivera. They're charging 9.25% sales tax. But my home is in Irvine, California, and they charge a 7.75% sales tax. So if I have them, if I buy a product on Amazon and have it shipped to my home in Irvine, that's what I want to do.
Lewis's mailman be warned.
That's true. Well, the FedEx guy and the UPS guy.
Next week, David Brancaccio moves into this chair as the new host. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.